Well, Jason, here we are, time to talk the world of business. And what better way to get things started with high-tech water and nutrient monitoring?
This is an interesting one, Edmundo. We talked this week to Wes Richens. He's the owner of Scale Ag Services here in Las Cruces. And he's got a really interesting business. He says he was raising a crop one day or one year and noticed that, this patch was a little less productive than this patch, but they were all getting the same nutrients. They were all getting the same water. So he did some research and found this product that he's now added to his line. It's called Phytech, and it's this really interesting plant monitoring system that uses sensors to capture individual plant data, and it uploads it in real time so the farmer can read the data stream, and it helps to determine how much water, nutrition, and light is needed for specific plants. If they're stressed, what they need for the best growing conditions. And he uses it. I saw some that were attached to some of his pecan trees or to a client's pecan trees. And it's really interesting. It just inserts into the tree, monitors the conditions
Into the actual
into the
tree.
actual tree. It sort of looks like, if you're tapping a maple for
Yeah.
syrup, kind of looks like that. It's this little probe that just goes into the tree, monitors the water consumption, monitors the nutrients that are needed, and also is able to monitor weather conditions and help you sort of target and guide not only your feeding and watering, but he's also working on a project that then takes the runoff, any agricultural runoff, and can recycle it into 100% pure drinking water. Remove all of the added nutrients, remove anything that it picked up in the soil, instead of sending it on downstream with those elements in it, removes those and you've got pure water again. So he's done some really, really neat innovative things that not only help the environment, but help farmers and to better manage their crops, not spend too much more than they need to on nutrients and things like that. Really, really interesting system, and it's working very well in some local orchards and farms.
That's definitely good news for the community because that's something we definitely need. Better use
Absolutely.
of water.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about an honor, a shining star at Arrowhead Center.
Absolutely. It seems like every week we're talking more and more
Yeah,
about
we
things
have been
coming out
doing
of
that. That's
Arrowhead.
right. That's
They're
right.
really producing a lot. Latest news out of there is that a technology company that Arrowhead supported has been recognized by the New Mexico Small Business Assistance Program as one of 10 of their success stories. Earlier this month, Arrowhead hosted the NMSBA Innovation Celebration here, and they looked at a product that NMSU engineering student Mariel Vargas Haddad put together. Her business is called Timer Glove. It's a smart gym glove that helps you track workout characteristics, the number of reps, the amount of time you rest between the reps. And it's a really neat highlight of this NMSBA program. They use researchers at Sandia National Labs, Los Alamos National Labs, and they help small businesses overcome the technical challenges to get their great innovative idea into the marketplace. And Vargas started in 2014 at a startup weekend event. And
That's amazing,
yeah.
to have those events.
Yeah, and you get somebody kind of doing a Shark Tank thing,
Yeah.
presenting their ideas. And it turns out into this great, great idea. And she actually secured two investments totaling $50,000. And then with this funding, she hired some programmers and designers. And in March of this year, she placed third and secured another $15,000 in funding at a business plan competition. So this is a really great example of our local talent and our local resources coming together to make good products and get them to market.
Always good news when we get news out of Arrowhead. So thank you very much to Arrowhead. Let's move on to talking green, talking shopping local.
Shopping local, we're talking to Carrie Hamlin at the Las Cruces Green Chamber this week. And she talks about the fact that they've been going for 7 years and they're growing. We can't really call it is that kind of new chamber.
No,
Yeah,
not anymore. Their
they've got
newbie card is done.
is done. That's right. They've earned their stripes now. They're doing a lot of new outreach with they've got a great nonprofit program. The chamber is getting big enough that they've got resources now to help people with grant writing, to help people with all sorts of things, not only for setting up business, but now they're helping a lot of our local nonprofits as well. And of course, as as always, supporting locally owned businesses. They're constantly stressing the impact locally owned businesses have on the community. Locally owned businesses support local jobs. They keep money in our community. And one statistic shows that they give about 350% more back to the community than national chains.
Jason, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure as always.